Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We are live in effect. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We are in effect here at 1040 O Street. I want to give a big shout out again. We call him Uncle Kev, Kevin Meyer, Meyer Cork and Bottle. Always a good dude to see. I gotta get him out there on Mondays. We're gonna have to do the awesome tandem. We might be like Crockett and Tubbs out there on Monday nights. So I gotta hit him up on that. So I gotta make sure I get back to him on that. But it's always good. Appreciate him coming in with the libations. I don't get to take part as much, Austin, because I'm coaching basketball and, you know, in front of kids. You guys set a good example. But I'm always there in spirit. But anyways, we are Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. Two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, 30th Yankee Hill. And then they're up in Omaha at, 186th and Maple?
68th, yep.
The 168th. I see, I had it. I had the number. You're right, there. Yeah, I'm getting close. I'll start adding that one, and I want to challenge myself. Little windy today, but still, with the wind tapers down, it's always a great temperature to grill. And got a hot weekend this weekend, so be ready to fire it up.
Close that grill. Don't let the flames jump anywhere. Yeah. But I was having this discussion with some friends yesterday. When it's this windy out, do you like the wind in your face or at your back on defense in the fourth quarter?
Oh, on my back, to my back. Number one, that one is not in my face, so that I'm not going to. Sometimes I wore a visor, so it would block it, but then that wouldn't mess up my vision. But then number two, quarterbacks be throwing into the wind. Mm. So then that would kind of curtail their offensive game plan. So definitely wanted to my back. And if, you know, when we get the ball on offense, they're throwing with the wind behind them.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So no excuses with the accuracy.
The distance.
Yeah, or the distance, right. Yeah, you better get on your horse if you're a receiver. You better be able to run those go routes and stuff like that late in the fourth quarter. But anyways, you know, a lot going on today. We're going to take this segment to about another 8 minutes, I think it is, because we're at 36. Yeah, we'll go about 45. And we'll just jump right into it. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to start with Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. I sent you to text, Austin. You know, it's now the feds have said that, you know, $16 million that he's essentially siphoned from his so-called friend or, you know, whatever, you know, that he thought it was portrayed himself as. He's just an interpreter. But you, when you come over from a country where you don't know the language, you become your best friends. Because mm-hmm. A lot of times that's the only person that you could talk to freely and without the language barrier. Stole $16 million from him.
Jay, do you realize that's a third of Shohei's net worth?
Yes.
Shohei's worth $50 million.
Yeah. As of right now. Now, obviously, he's about to be worth a lot more than that. But yeah, what he's at right now, and that, you know, look, obviously, you know, betting and can lead to, you know, do a lot of damage. Especially obviously in his case, he's not very good at it. I think the text I read. He said, am I the worst? I'm pretty bad at this sports betting thing. Yes, you are.
He was down $40.7 million.
Yeah, dude, you're horrible. You're like,
or maybe it's 1,000, but either way, it's ridiculous.
And what people are like, oh, how can you get that, you know, you lose that much? Well, much like the guy that was in administration for the Jacksonville Jaguars, when you're, you know, and he did the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. When you're gambling with other people's money, you're doing stuff, you don't even care. You get what I'm saying? It wasn't his money. He was. I mean, essentially, it was Ohtani's money. So that's why you're bad. Yeah, go ahead. And I'm sure he was just betting on things that eight different things had to hit before you could win. And then obviously he'd win a whole bunch because it wasn't his money. And he was, you know, oh, just throw it there. It's like big bank take little bank. and he got caught. And, you know, look, the players out there playing, he trusted him. I'm assuming he's had or has advisors around him. Not only, obviously, this guy, well, first of all, he's not an advisor. He's just an interpreter.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you have an agent, financial advisor, a lawyer, or something.
He does, except here's the thing. None of them speak Japanese. That's what came out in the deposition.
Do they speak English?
Yeah, they speak English. Okay. So Shohei and this guy were going back and forth in Japanese.
And he's lying.
But the interpreter could have been lying.
Oh, yeah. See, this is the problem. You're lucky to be alive. Yeah, I mean...
The Yakuza's out there, man.
Listen. Hey. And who knows if he can get his money back. And it's not even that, right? I mean, yes, it is about that. Let me backtrack that. Yes, it is about the money because it's his money. Mm-hmm. And you stole his money. You lost his money. But then it's like this is a big year for him. He made a monumental move to go where he's at, and now he's losing focus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't. I mean, there's no way you can stay focused. How can you trust anybody from here on out? This is where, really, to be honest with you, you would like to see MLB. This isn't a baseball. This isn't a Players Association thing. This is a MLB. That means owners, the league office, along with the Players Association, step in and take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not. He's on foreign soil. This is not where he's from.
Even if he's been here for 8 years, it's still not
right,
home.
That's not, you don't know. You don't, and he's in L.A.
Yeah.
First of all, that's the devil's layers right here. That's what I call it right there. So this is where you have to do the right thing and step in and surround him with good people around him. Because, look, man, I mean, any athlete, and this is where college, this is where, you know, I'm assuming 1890, you know, hopefully does a good, you know, does a good job. And then also that where you have life skills at the, the Huskers, and, you know, whether it's men, any sport, any athlete, where they're getting NIL, there's people on campus right now that they think their job is to get up every day and find a way to take advantage of these athletes.
Yeah.
Now there's grown people out in this world. That's their job. That's part of their job because they know what they're doing better than an 18 to 20 year old or even a professional athlete. Mm-hmm. And even if he had a good eye on it or a good team around him, like you said, it's a language barrier. They don't have anybody checking it. They would never have thought that said, you know what, this is interpreter. He's known for quite some time, would be seriously out there, you know, gambling away millions of dollars of because he could be his interpreter forever and he would be making millions.
His interpreter's making $450,000 a year.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, that's not the classic definition of greed, I don't know what it is. And so, it's unfortunate, but it happens a lot. And they always say the people that, you know, kill you the most are the people that are closest to you. One, because they know what they know your emotions. They probably know things that and pick up on things and read things because they're around you every day.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, you don't get fooled by somebody coming with a glass that's empty and tell you it's water. And if you invest your whole career earnings in it, it's going to make you a billionaire. It's the people that are closest to you. It's the people that you trust, maybe in a relationship that you trust somebody else that you say were a teammate, you trust their word. And so...
Did you see that with any of your teammates or guys you knew in the NFL?
Oh, it happens. It happens.
Not this specific thing. No, but, you know, the people trust.
It happens. And, yeah, it happens. Yeah. It happens to family members. Happens to people in all form of fashion. I had players that I played, you know, basketball with in AAU, and you know, it's all the same story. Family's the worst generally, and you got to learn the word no, and then you got to make sure you have things structured to where you're able to recover if something like that happens. But it's unfortunate. But it's crazy that this dude. I mean, what does he go to jail? Is that what he? I mean.
I assume he's getting locked up in federal prison.
He needs to go to regular jail. Federal prison, that's like, you get cable, you get nice, you get three meals, right? That's pretty chill, right?
He stole. It's not like he killed anyone. The illegal bookie might go to regular jail.
Yeah, but he stole $16 million. Like, how much do
in
you
need
in
terms of white-collar crime, though, I mean, think about Wall Street. Like, $16 million, I don't want to, like, sneeze at.
Yeah, like you turn your nose up at it. That's $16 million of hard-earned cash. That's after
Madoff.
Well, that's after taxes too, right?
That's $32 million.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
You need to do half your time in L.A. County Jail. I can guarantee
not
you.
Not solitary either.
No, you need to be out there with the common folks, and then you'll think twice about stealing from somebody. See how you like that. See how you like them apples. What's the language barrier?
I'm going to throw this out here. 1296 says, good lesson on learning the language where you play a sport. I get where you're coming from, but also isn't there as much responsibility on Shohei's agent, you know, to try to learn some Japanese to communicate with him? As it is on Shohei Ohtani to try to learn English. Like, I feel like that goes both ways. You can't just tell Shohei, learn English. If you want this guy as a client, you try to connect with him, too.
That should be your selling point.
You would think.
Then I'm going to protect you, and I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to try to learn your culture as you try to learn mine, and mm-hmm. I'm going to teach you mine. I'm not going to say, you know what, I'm going to get my, 1.5-3%, and then have your interpreter out there just bilking you and gambling millions of dollars, and I'm your agent. That's the definition of, like, you know, in air quotes, you're the typical agent. You can't be the typical agent when you're with a player, with any player. It's like a coach in high school. If you don't coach your kid or coach these kids past high school, then you ain't a coach. That means you're just a user. So the agent, whoever he is, I don't care how big his name is. You're a user. And yes, I'm sure and this is what I do know. On my birthday, I went to the Houston Rockets game and got to meet Yao Ming and go in the locker room, meet all the players. Got to meet Yao Ming. Got some shoes from him. I was like, dude, that dude was big. I didn't realize how big he was. I mean, Shaq was huge. Yao Ming is gigantic. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking, as I'm going to meet, I brought him a jersey, gave me his shoes. I'm starting to think, like, okay. Like, I'm thinking, because at that time, he had an interpreter, and he didn't speak any English on camera. So I'm thinking, like, all right, man, you know, this dude doesn't know any English. Well, we didn't have the cameras there, and we kind of, you know, got to, you know, chop it up a little bit. He knew English. He just didn't feel comfortable enough and was a little bit wary of saying the wrong thing. Now, I'm sure as his career went on, he started to do some interviews by himself. But that might be the case with Shea Hill. So I'm sure he learned it enough, and they always say English is the hardest language to learn.
Yeah.
But even if he learned English, what does that got to do with the dude stealing? I mean, the dude they're stealing from him is supposed to be his boy.
Money's a different language than English.
Yeah, man, it's unfortunate, but you know, it is what it is at this point. You know, that's big news, and. You know, at first he was like, there's no way that, you know, Shea Hill didn't know, and now you're realizing he didn't know, and it'll be interesting to see what happens to him. I mean, does he get extradited back and just kind of in the wind? It's $16 million that he can never recoup. It's $32 million, let's just, you know, just times it by two, of hard-earned money, which he did earn, that he'll never be able to get back, no matter what happens. Unless he's able to had it insured or something like that, but I doubt that guy had any umbrella policy on, you know, stealing it or anything like that. So looks like he's going to be taken into shorts unless they can recover the money from the bookie.
Learn the lesson the hardest way possible.
Yeah, and he's fortunate enough that he's in the prime of his career, signed a huge contract, and they caught it earlier than late, because this guy could have probably been doing it for years or continue to do it for years. And so, you know, I guess it's better late than never, or earlier than late. But man, that's tough. That's tough.
Which is funny that you, like you mentioned, the potential distraction part of it. Yeah. Shohei's still batting over 300 with an OPS plus of 173.
Yeah. I know.
So if that's what this guy looks like distracted.
Yeah, that lets you know how great he is. He's able to do it. But I mean, it's just for a normal person, you'd be a little distracted. Now you have the comfort of having a huge contract that was, you know. And then they had it
talk
set
about
up.
A pillow contract.
Yes, and they had it. It's you know, deferred too. So right. This is long money because he deferred it so they could sign some guys this year. So you know, he's doing it from a good business sense. It's just that the guy that was supposed to just really interpret your words, dude out there, you know, hugging you and say good interview and having his hands in your pocket. So, anyways, that's the news of the day. We're gonna take a quick break. Come back. Got a short segment. Get it at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. We got Upside Bar and Grill coming in with the big UFC fight this weekend. Then we'll dive into some spring ball. We'll dive into some Fayetteville, Arkansas. We saw Calipari in his maroon with it. He did not do pick Suey, though.
He did not.
See, I told you. Yeah, I told you. I didn't think he's too cool for that. I want to talk about his transition and Kentucky's transition. They're 0-1, potentially 0-2. They might be strikeout, and then they're really maybe on the cusp of maybe calling Slick Rick and say, can you do it just for a couple of years? Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.